Okay, tonight we begin Birchos HaShachar, explaining the series of 15 blessings, 15 brachos that we recite to begin our day. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samech delineates these 15 brachos and associates each one of them with a different activity of the day. So for example, when one opens their eyes and they can see, Pokeach Ivrim, when one can sit up straight, Matir Asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God loosens up those who feel bound, those who are tight. Each of these brachos were originally authored to be said at the same time one is doing an activity or action, which is what the bracha is describing. What are these brachas about? What are we trying to accomplish when we say these 15 brachos? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah describes very beautifully what these brachos are. Though technically they're birchas HaShevach, they're an unusual birchas HaShevach. Normally we recite a bracha praising Hashem after the activity, so thunder, lightning, and so on, when one experiences Hashem's wonder, the bracha is afterwards. Here, these brachas were instituted to be said before the activity. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim describes them not as a birchas HaShevach, not as a bracha of praise, but the Mishnah Berurah says they fit into another category, and they are a birchas hananin. The Gemara says, kol hananim lo mazeh b'lo bracha ma'al. A person benefits from this world, and you didn't say thank you, you didn't say please, you didn't ask God permission, you didn't express gratitude or pay for that which you took. Kilu ma'al, that individual as if has violated the sanctity of that which was consecrated in this world. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a birchas hananin. These 15 brachos describe, you're able to sit up in bed, your joints work, your back is working, your muscles support you. That's a pleasure, that's a benefit from this world. Your eyes work, your feet work, your body works, everything is working. It's a birchas hananin. Before we're about to benefit and enjoy Hashem's world, we make these series of brachos to acknowledge with a sense of gratitude Hashem's bracha. Almost all of these brachos appear in that Gemara brachos, but Beis Yosef, based on the Torah, points out, Hanosen Le'ayv Koach is the exception. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. It was composed at a later time, but obviously a very early time. It's included in all of our Siddurim. So let's get started with the first bracha. The first of these 15 brachos is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We've explained that previously. Asher Nasan LaSechvi Vina LeHavchin Bein Yom Uvein Laila. Who gave the Sechvi? What is a Sechvi? Gave the Sechvi understanding to be able to distinguish between night and day, or between day and night. So, what is this Sechvi? So Rashi points out Sechvi means a rooster. The rooster knows. The rooster crows when the dawn has sprung, when the day has sprouted, and the rooster announces to the world the dawn of a new day. So we're expressing gratitude to Hashem, who instilled within the rooster the nature to know that it's day and to alert us. Thank you, Hashem, for an alarm clock. The Rush explains, based on a pasuk in Iyov, that Sechvi doesn't only mean rooster, but it also means heart. And the bracha that we're reciting is not about the rooster. The rooster could say his own brachas. We're saying a bracha that our heart has the capacity to distinguish between day and night. We're grateful not that the rooster itself has this capacity, but that the rooster serves us in that capacity, that we're able to distinguish between night and day. And Rashi says that even if there's no rooster, we make this bracha ourselves, acknowledging this blessing of the ability to tell the difference. Why is that such a blessing? So I want to briefly, very quickly share four interpretations or four thoughts to have when you say this bracha tomorrow morning and each and every morning following. The first is that the dawn of a new day represents a bright start, a fresh opportunity. What the rooster understands is whatever happened yesterday is in yesterday. And whatever my struggles at night, my anxiety, my worry at night, the nighttime, emunas chabalelos, the darkness under the cloak of darkness of night brings anxiety and fear and worry. But now the dawn of a new day, it's bright. Lahagid baboker chastecha. There's such hope and there's such promise to the dawn of a new day. The rooster understands that and welcomes and greets the dawn of the new day filled with its hope and promise. And we too, our heart is open to that idea. And therefore, lahagid baboker chazdecha, we make this bracha lahavchin, we can tell the difference between the darkness that requires emuna, when we feel hope might be lost, and the dawn of a new day, which brings with it such great promise. Number two is it's a bracha on time consciousness. That rather than live where we think time is endless, we have a time consciousness. We know the difference between night and day. We understand the rhythm of time, the pattern of time. We operate and live within time. And time is a bracha. So the bracha on time consciousness is lahavchem ben yom uvein laila. By the way, it says asher nasan. It doesn't say all the other 14 brachos are written in the present. Pokeach, matir, malbish. The Gra points out it's the one bracha nasan in the past, because this was built into creation. Misheshes yimei breishis, since the time God created the world, he endowed the rooster with this capacity and gave us this ability. That's why it's in the past. Number three, and I like this the most, is that this bracha, we already said asher yatzar for the gift of a healthy functioning body. We said Elokai neshama for the gift of the return, the restoration of our soul. And now this is a bracha for our intellect. We said the body, the soul, this is for our brain, our intellect. Not so much about night and day, but the ability to distinguish. What is the bracha? Nasan la'sechvi, what did it give our heart? What did God give the rooster or our heart? Bina. What is bina? Bina is lahavchin bein this and bein that. Bina, insight, discernment, wisdom. Bina is the ability to distinguish between this and that. We grow from our learning when we say, how do I think about this differently now than I did before? The whole experience of study, of learning, of growth is to distinguish, to understand how I think about it differently now than I did before. The Gemara says, why do we say Havdalah in Atachonin La'adam Da'as? On Motzei Shabbos, Atachon Antanu, Havdalah is inserted where? Atachonin. Of all brachas, why Atachonin? And the Gemara says, because with no Havdalah, you don't have Das. If you can't distinguish and discern, if you can't compare and contrast, if you can't draw conclusions through analysis, then you have no knowledge, no intellect. So the bracha is not so much about night and day, or light and dark, and who cares about the rooster? The bracha is, we thank Hashem for our body, we thank God for our soul, and now we thank God for our intellect, for the ability, lahavchem bein this u bein that, because without intelligence, we have nothing else. So before we even continue with the other brachos, I can see, my back works and my feet work, those are all wonderful. But if I have no intellect, no intelligence, I can't operate and function in the world with a sense of consciousness and with some cognitive function, then what do I have? Then what's left? On the pasuk of Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, that Hashem created us in God's image, Rashi writes, Lahavin ulehaskil. What does it mean to be godlike? What does it mean to have a soul endowed with godliness? Is that capacity to discern, to comprehend, to analyze, to distinguish, to compare, to contrast? Intellect. That's what being alive, that's what a neshama is really all about. And lastly, the difference between night and day is time consciousness, and it's about the dawn of a new day, and it's a bracha on our intellect and our brain, our cognitive function, but it's also the symbolism of night and day, of dark and light. It's our ability and capacity to live with a consciousness to distinguish between good and bad, true and false, light and dark, not in the natural sense, but in the symbolic, ethical, or moral sense. There's an amazing feature about a rooster. The rooster can be locked in a pitch black room, a dark room, but still it knows when to crow exactly when the morning comes. Because the rooster has been programmed as if it has this maizmanim clock. It already knows. It's a walking luach. The rooster knows when to crow. And perhaps the bracha of distinguishing between night and dark, light and dark, night and day, is we have innately, we have an intuitive moral compass to know right from wrong. So Rav Hirsch says, this first bracha introduces all the others. It's only meaningful to know that when I open my eyes, I thank Hashem for seeing, if I could distinguish between seeing and not seeing, that my feet work or they don't work. Lahavchin, I have to have the capacity to distinguish. That's when there's meaning to the gratitude in the brachas I express that will continue. Shaloh asani goy, and so on. Hashem, the Havdalah, the ability to distinguish between the things, is what I'm showing that appreciation for.